The political crisis and economic meltdown continues in Venezuela. Some 3 million people have fled in the past 5 years, and more are trying to leave now because they can't find food or medicine, or they can't afford it. So every day, some 35,000 Venezuelans cross the bridge into Colombia. Colombia shares a 1,400-mile border with Venezuela. Marianne Menjivar is the International Rescue Committee's country director for Colombia and Venezuela. She is now in Bogota. Thanks a lot for taking the time to speak to us.
You're very welcome.
Marianne, I know you just got back from the city, Cucuta, in Colombia, which is the main point of entry for Venezuelans who are fleeing. There's a bridge there that they come across. Who did you meet, and what was the scene like there?
So I was there 2 days ago, the day before the protests were called for in Venezuela. And what we're seeing is that on that particular day, growing numbers of people who cross the bridge coming into Colombia to buy food, to stock up on food and going back to Venezuela, but expressing fear and uncertainty over what was going to happen next.
The fear and uncertainty, describe, for instance, a conversation you had maybe with a refugee or a refugee family, if they're coming in families.
So you see different types of migrants and refugees coming across the bridge. We came across a whole family carrying their belongings, what they could carry with them, who were making their way to Chile because they had a relative in Chile. So that's the kind of refugee and migrant that's leaving Venezuela because the situation inside has deteriorated so much, they feel they can't make it there anymore. Then you also see migrants that come across the border for the day to buy food, to buy medicines, to seek services on the Colombian side that they can't get inside Venezuela, but they go back home. So these are people who will take transport and walk to the bridge, cross it, come into Colombia, meet their basic daily needs as a coping survival strategy, and then go back to Venezuela.
And what kind of things do they pick up when they're in Colombia?
So we saw people that were coming to buy potatoes, they were buying oil, they were buying onions, they were buying rice. You see families buying diapers for their children. We saw and met people who came and bought medication on the Colombian side, and they were going back, people stocking up on toilet paper.
And none of these things are available in Venezuela?
They claim and they say that these things you can't find quite so easily and that they are way more expensive in Venezuela because of the hyperinflation than on the Colombian side.
So those people who are not coming just for the day to pick up supplies and then go back home, those who are leaving the country, you said some are going to Chile or other places where they have family members. Are they traveling as individuals? Are they bringing families with them?
We're seeing a changing face of the migrants and refugees. Before, we used to see men coming out to find work in other countries and to send money back to Venezuela. Now we're beginning to see whole families coming out. What you're seeing now is the much poorer people with less resources, in a worse state of malnutrition, low body weight, increasingly with different types of illnesses that they haven't been able to treat inside Venezuela. And they carry what they can with them. They carry clothing. They will carry a cell phone if they have. They will carry things that they think have some value that they can sell along the journey. And you're seeing people who are leaving so that they can get a bus onto another country, but also people who will then start the journey on foot in very precarious conditions.
Have they arrived at the border by foot?
They take buses inside Venezuela, and then they just walk across the bridge, and then they begin the journey either by bus inside Colombia to another country or by foot inside Colombia to another country or to another destination inside Colombia.
So if there are thousands of people then arriving at Cucuta in Colombia, what is awaiting these migrants and refugees there? How's the community coping?
It's been overwhelming for the Colombian government, who has been very receptive and has an open door policy for these migrants and refugees. But what's awaiting them is initially a period of hardship. I think it's really important to acknowledge the magnitude, the numbers of the crisis, and also how fast it is evolving. The people who are leaving Venezuela are just like you and me. They look like you and me. This is not a refugee camp crisis. This was the country that was the wealthiest country in South America 10 years ago. These are all people who had a good standard of living, and they've been forced to leave the country. And all they say they want is a job. They want the opportunity to be able to work and get back on their feet. They're not asking for charity, and they're not asking for handouts, but they need a hand until they can get back on their feet.
Speaking to us from Bogota, Colombia, Marianne Menjivar is the International Rescue Committee's country director for Colombia and for Venezuela. Marianne, thanks.
Thank you.
And people from Venezuela here in the U.S. are watching this closely. The New York Times reports there are more than 300,000 Venezuelans living here, and the numbers seeking asylum are soaring.